My name is Father Jacob Restrick. On Faith Matters, today we're going to look at this beautiful icon of the Nativity. This is an event in the mysteries of faith that we are all familiar with, not just at Christmas time, as the world might celebrate the Nativity, but this is a part of our daily meditation. As we pray the Rosary, certainly the third joyful mystery of the Rosary, brings us each time to this moment in time when the incarnate Word was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, an icon is a very interesting thing to look at. Most people find icons strange in the beginning because they expect to look at a pretty picture. They want to see beautiful realism, like a snapshot that catches the moment. We often have eyes, Western eyes, that are trained for the Renaissance paintings and more modern paintings. But icons are very old and very ancient. Icons are not meant to be pretty pictures. They're not expected to reproduce artistic realism. Instead, we should look for in an icon for a spiritual message, for a theological truth that is being expressed, for a moment in the scripture that is visually presented before us for our prayer, our consideration, our meditation. And so, in an icon that describes a mystery of faith, there may be more than one event happening at once. The icon of the Nativity, we notice, is very busy. It's full of color. It seems that there would be a lot of things going on. It looks strange to us to see the mountains as they are, and in the middle of the mountain is the largest figure of the icon, Our Lady. Our Western eyes are a bit turned off when we first see this, because it would appear that Mary is turned away from her child. But the truth is, she's turned away from that dark cave. That cave represents in the icon the pit of sin, the darkness and the tragedy of sin in our life. So Mary, because she is the Immaculate Conception, because she is pure of sin, free from sin, she is turned away from sin. Mary becomes for us the icon or the image that we imitate. All conversion begins with a turning away from sin. When you come to know the Lord Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, we immediately must turn away from the darkness of sin and change our hearts so that we can give ourselves to Him and to all that He wants to give us. There's too much in this icon to describe in these few moments that we have. We've just finished a series on icons, Windows onto Heaven. This is one of the icons that we will discuss in great detail. Why is St. Joseph down in that corner all by himself? Who is the shepherd talking to St. Joseph? What are the angels doing in the upper left-hand corner? What does the other angel have his hand out for, and what do his two fingers mean? Why are the ox and the ass inside of the cave? And why is the baby Jesus wrapped and bound so tightly? Are they swaddling clothes, or are they something else? Where does the star come from, and what is that semicircle at the top? Why is Our Lady lying down in that strange position? Does that mean anything? What do the stars mean on her veil? What do the colors of the icon mean? And who is that down in the right-hand corner? The two women and that baby and that water, what are they doing? You see, there's many messages being delivered all at once in this mysterious event of the Incarnation. So we hope that you will stay tuned to follow, to find out and to learn more about the icons, so that they may be for you a way of prayer, a new way to meditate on the mysteries of faith, that they may truly be a window onto heaven that will lead you to come to know the Lord, to love the Church, to love the life that He gives us. It all matters. Faith matters. God bless you.